Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. So, anybody who hops on my podcast, I usually have them introduce themselves, of course, and then three things that they're grateful for. So okay. We'll just start off there, and then I give you kind of a background of what the podcast is about, and then we can go from there. So,
all right, cool. So my name is Selvin Green. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. Three things I'm thankful for. I'm going to say, number one, definitely thankful for my family. My mom and my brother are the world to me, pretty much. They always have my back. They got me everything I do. I'm thankful for my health and my education. You know, I'm a tall kid, young, healthy, no injuries, nothing. Oh, this part right there, perfect. And I'm gonna say the third thing I'm thankful for is being blessed enough to live in this proximity to New York City, man. Mm. Like, there's a beautiful city, there's always something to do, there's always something going on. And I'm really blessed to be living over here.
So always people to meet.
Exactly. Right.
Right. Here we are.
That's how we just met each other walking through the park.
Yeah. So yeah. Kind of a scoop on the podcast. So it's called Beast Podcast. Beast is my brand. Stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. So I believe everybody has a story. Everybody goes through things in life. And there's gems to be gained from those stories. Like, we all learn things as we go. And I like to just talk to people about their experience in life, things that they're passionate about, and kind of pinpoint and take out, you know, certain key areas that I feel like other people can get value from.
Yeah.
So with that being said, like, what is something that, you know, you're passionate about, something that you care about? I mean, you talked about, I guess for the listeners, you can kind of go through again. Dang, I think they took your spot.
They did take my spot.
You can kind of go through what it is that you do currently and how you got there, you know, especially because that's a big topic. You know, a lot of times people chase the bread and then they be working all those hours and draining themselves and have no fulfillment. So kind of.
So after I graduated college, I started my career doing real estate finance and investment banking. And I spent 3 years doing that. I was at Wells Fargo for a while. Then I was at Natixis, which is a private investment bank, subsidiary of a French bank. And just the hours were brutal, man. Like, I'm all about quality of life. And even though they're gonna pay for it, I'm not trying to work 90-hour days. You know, like, it's just, I would go to work, come home absolutely drained, and then just get up and do it the next day. I felt like I was just going through the motions for years. I wasn't happy, you know, and like, I was making good money, but I didn't even want to go out and do anything with it. Like, I never had energy to travel. I never had energy to really, like, go out and hang out with my friends as much. And I found that when I was going out, I was kind of overdoing it to compensate for how miserable that shit had me during the week. So I decided, you know, enough is enough. Went and got a career switch. And I'm parking in the garage, whatever.
So I'm going to just go ahead and take the L.
And I did a career switch. So now I work in insurance. I do financial lines of insurance for private companies. Basically, we indemnify directors and officers against stuff like breach of fiduciary duty, bankruptcy, sexual harassment, that type of thing. And it has been the best decision I've made in my life. I got my life back. Like, I work 35 to 40 hours a week usually. They give us summer Fridays. It's mandatory work from home 2 days a week during normal times.
Oh, wow.
Now that it's COVID, like, I haven't been in my office since March 2020. So it's about a year and a half I'm out of the office now, and I'm happy, you know? I can travel when I want. Last summer, I was all over the place. Like, since it was COVID, there was nothing to do really, like, sit at home. I would just hop in the car with my friends. We go Airbnb somewhere, you know, went down to Florida, would go to the beach out in the Hamptons and stuff like that. And I could just whip out my laptop and work from whatever. And so I think, like, one of the best decisions I ever made for my mental health was to prioritize quality of life over chasing the bag, because there's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with, you know, working a good job to make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of your mental, man. That is so important.
So I guess since we're closing in on the courts, we'll kind of bring this episode to a close. So if there's somebody listening, let's say they're in college or they're trying to figure out where they're at in life, maybe they're working 2 and 3 jobs just to stay afloat and buy something nice for themselves or whatever that may be, what would you say to that person that's chasing a bag, prioritizing money over quality of life? What would you say to them? You could hold this so they could hear you.
So basically what I would say is, there's nothing wrong with hard work. You know, if you want something, work hard for it, but just don't overwork yourself. At the end of the day, you know, we all have a certain amount of time on this earth. You know, basically life is 2 dates and a dash between it. So you could always get your money back, but you can't get your time back. So make sure you prioritize your mental health. Don't overdo it. Like I said before, there's nothing wrong with working hard. That's how you get where you want to be in life. But also take some time to relax. Stop, enjoy yourself, you know, because you only get so much time on this earth, and don't spend all your time just busting your ass, and don't stop to enjoy yourself.
So what's because I'm sure like you had friends around you or that circle around you that had similar values towards you, right, as far as chasing the bag, as far as getting, what has that transition been as far as your circle of influence going from being this, you know, grind, work to I'm actually going to enjoy that? Has there been any change in that influence of people around you?
Not real, you know, because like I still work hard and I get my stuff done at the end of the day, you know, and that's how my friends are too. And as we've all progressed through life, you know, sometimes the grind pays off after a while too, you know, like soon you get that position. Maybe you have to start and work hard and put in those hours to get to a point where you could take another position where you're going to get that bread, but also they're going to give you time to go on vacation. They're going to give you time after work to spend with your family. You're going to have time to like chase your hobbies and do other things outside of work, you know? So that's really what the most important thing is just to get yourself to a point in life where you can live happy and be comfortable, you know?
And it might take busting your ass so you can get there, but understand that it is kind of like a checkpoint, if you will. Like once you get to that checkpoint, all right, then you transition to that next standard of living. But appreciate you hopping on the podcast, this spontaneous podcast.
Yeah, man, happy to be here. This is cool.
Now let's go hoop, man.
Let's do it.
Appreciate that. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.